Oh, that's easy cruising music. Kind of takes you right through the Saturday morning real easy, doesn't it?
Nelson.
Put a little tap in your toe, a little skip in your walk.
A little gardening mood music.
Yeah.
So those roots are communicating with my me now.
That's right. Exactly. After that guy left the studio last week, I thought, well, I'm never going to take a walk through the forest without my amp meter.
That's right.
I'm going to start checking every tree. I'm going to start listening a whole lot harder, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Let's see if we can bring Miss Naomi into the conversation here at Rosie on the House. Miss Naomi, let me introduce you to John J. Harper. What's your landscaping project this morning?
Well, it's not really landscaping. My daughter is getting married in November, and she put me in charge of flowers. Why, I don't know, because I know nothing about that. But she wants to use bougainvillea because she loves the color.
Okay.
And I want to know, can we store that for a day? Is that feasible? And is that in bloom in November?
Well, good questions. Yeah, you'd be okay for a day. They don't last a long, long time. But you know, they're real papery. So trying to transport them and move them, you have to be real careful. You don't just knock all the little flowering bracts off of the stems. But if you're careful, and you know, it's just going to cause you a little rushing because you're not going to be able to do it 3, 4, 5 days ahead of time and have
right.
them last.
Now, what should we store them in? Is there any special, just water and
Water that's, you know, kind of room temperature. Don't put them in. I would not put bougainvillea in cold or dark place. So probably on the covered patio in, you know, kind of the, you know, ambient temperatured water would be fine.
And if she doesn't want to rush that much, is there anything else that you would suggest that's that color?
Holy cow. Well, you could probably get spray roses. Do you know what spray roses are? Little smaller roses, cluster. It's a cluster rose.
Yeah, I've seen those.
That would, you know, that you could get kind of in a similar color would probably hold up better for sure.
Right.
But, that'd be a good plan B.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help, and I love the show.
Well, thanks, Miss Naomi. Appreciate the kind words. Flowers and weddings.
Well, that was a first, you think?
First wedding flower question we've had in 30 years.
I loved it. She may start something. I don't know. the color of those is amazing. Hey, I just had a lady call very concerned that we didn't express enough how poisonous oleanders are. So I just wanted to get it out there. She was talking about people eating them. I don't think people would be tempted to eat them. But also, Jay, have you ever heard, I know we're always careful about our horses, but is that the same for chickens and small animals as well? She seemed to think it was.
Certainly. I think, you know, just be careful. If you've got oleanders on your property and you have animals, I would just encourage you not to feed on the ground around the oleanders. That's when they get in trouble, is when the feed is mixed with or gets mixed up with them. Just as far as just straight eating of oleanders, other than, you know, a curious puppy. Well, you know, we know how dumb puppies can be. Just they chew on stuff more than they eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you probably want to watch is, you know, young animals that are just curious and they're just chewers.
Yeah.
But as far as eating and digesting it, very, very seldom, if ever, do we have a problem with just straight eating of that. It's usually because somebody has fed on the ground or it's gotten mixed in with their feed.
Yeah. So don't throw in the clippings in your cages or anything. So
don't do anything like that.
Or compost.
It is poisonous. I mean, it's we don't want to short sell that. It is poisonous, but it's just not something that you know, you're going to mistake for eating something cuz it looks good or tastes good. It tastes awful. I tried it. I know.
Well, we appreciate you doing that for all of us.
You know, it's just, you know,
don't do it.
And just you're live to talk about it, too.
Well, you know, that could be my issue, but, you know.
Hey, John Jay, thanks a million for coming in for the Landscape and Garden Hour. We've got our roaming reporter, Romy, out on the road today. He's out at the opening of the Tempe Habitat for Humanity Restore ribbon cutting and grand opening today.
That's my get back on air alarm. Excuse me. Nice to meet you, Cliff.
And he's broadcasting live, speaking with all the guests that are there to meet him.
Or
or you, my alarm was going off. I thought, oh, that's usually, that means they want me back on air at this preset time. At Were you looking for me?
At this exact time. Yes, sir.
I was talking with Cliff. He's he actually only lives about three streets up from where we're at on Southern and McClintock, and he was trying to find, his neighbor had put some siding on his home, and he said, man, it looks great, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, what kind of home? He's like, it's a red brick. I'm like, man, why would you put anything over red brick home? You've got a maintenance-free finished exterior product. You haven't had to do anything for 50 years. Doesn't matter what you slap on there, you're going to have to do something else to recoat it or repaint it or re-side it. Man, leave it alone. Why add maintenance to a maintenance-free building system? He's like, you know what? I'm going home and enjoying that.
you talked him off the ledge, huh?
I did. I said, you know what? And in 10 years when your neighbor's out there repainting all this, you're going to be so glad you didn't do anything.
Amen. That's so true. Habitat for Humanity Restore, grand opening today, 3210 South McClintock in Tempe. They're going until 6 this evening. They've got a great giveaway campaign at the bottom of every hour, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30. It's awesome.
Our first winner, Vicky, walked out of here and said, I can't believe it. I've never won anything in my life. And it was a brand new microwave. I'm standing in front of a 10-piece kitchen set they've got marked for less than $600. So there's, if you've got a building project you're working on, I'd start your building select material selection here at the Restore. Again, Southern and McClintock, northwest corner.